ring this week. I bought it. And, well, I won politics ring, you know, I could have conveniences and things like that. Well, I bought it from Monday to Friday in school uptown. And so I rang, they didn't get, but I could see how they would sometimes. I'd see children coming from the country this way and some coming from that way. And they'd run out and get all the fruit and things I had. And you know, when I got a little older, I told myself, let's don't have that.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't let them do it.
Mm-hmm.
I told them, I said, now I know enough about the country. And oh, they're all right. But they bring that fruit to give to some of their little classmates.
Mm-hmm.
And it isn't right for you all to go out there and take it away from them. And so I said, I kind of kept up with that.
Mm-hmm. Well, good for you.
Yeah, I just tell them, I said, now that isn't right. You all know it isn't right.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't get it. I felt like I'm just good as they would.
Sure.
All right. So I just didn't have to take anything like that. And it wasn't nothing that pushed right for me to tell them about it. And I'd see children come, we'd have them walk them 2-3 miles and brought a stalk of cane and some apples or something. And they'd meet way down there. And so I just got to pray. I just decided I was going to say something about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I told my son, you all know that isn't right.
What do you how do you normally refer to people whose skin is brown or black?
A mulatto.
And what about, well, just ordinarily, you say, she's not a white person, she's a...
A negro.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, how do you normally refer to people whose skin is the color of Alice?
What do you call them?
White.
If a white person got mad with a colored person, what might you call them?
I don't know. Now, I've always, the niggers, I've been used to niggers on the phone all my life. Mm-hmm. We've always had one fault in it. Had several Negroes all the time. And all my life, you know, when I was out there. And I just loved them, but then we always were respectful and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And my father, they were provided for and everything. We never had any trouble with the Negroes. And that's when I said, but they went ahead and worked. They didn't try to come to get ahead of anything.
Mm-hmm.
So, but now,
well, if a colored person got mad with a white person, what might he call him behind his back? Do you have any idea?
White cracker or something.
No, I don't know. I think he'd say something worse than that.
Might do behind his back, yeah.
Yeah. I can't. I don't know. Just no
white. White trash, something.
White trash. Yeah, about that.
Okay. Suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his young son carelessly broke it. You'd say the man got awfully.
Oh yes, you get mad about that. Yeah.
Suppose you've been working hard all day. By nighttime you might say, man, I'm really
fagged out. That's the way I have. I'm just really fagged out.
The school nurse sent a little boy home early because he...
Would he misbehave?
No, ma'am.
No, yes, Mama, go ahead and see.
Oh, she sent the nurse sent him home.
Because?
He was sick.
Fine.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
If a person has a sort of sick feeling from eating green apples or something like that, you say he feels sick where?
In his stomach.
Okay.
His stomach.
What do you call a noisy celebration right after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom?